TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, more than a million voters have already cast their ballots in the race for governor in New Jersey. While Republicans have a slight advantage in-person voting, Democrats returned nearly 235,000 more mail-in ballots. That's a sizable advantage for Democrat Mikey Sherrill, though not as big as some had forecast. Polls have shown the race tightening in recent weeks, with Sherrill holding a slight edge heading into Election Day tomorrow. Polls open at 6 a.m. And early in-person voting wrapped up on Sunday statewide. All those machine cast and mail-in ballots are being kept secure by county election officials. Acting Ocean County Clerk John Catalano says no machine votes are counted until election night after polls close.
The tabulation continues until we receive all 418 districts so that we know the vote is all taken care of.
Vote-by-mail ballots postmarked by Election Day can still be counted in New Jersey if received up to 6 days after the polls close. New Jersey News brought to you by Bet365. When it comes to sports books, Bet365 has it all. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be located in NJ. A Brick Township woman is accused of stabbing her 2-year-old brother in the chest. The Ocean County prosecutor says 20-year-old Marlene Rodriguez is charged with attempted murder. Brick police found the boy at a home on Burke Lane Sunday afternoon. He was rushed to the hospital and is now listed in stable condition. Rodriguez is in custody at Ocean County Jail. Mental health experts are warning smartphone users to limit the amount of doom scrolling they're doing. Doom scrolling is when people excessively consume negative information and news. Psychologist Adam Borland says doom scrolling can have a negative effect on a person's overall well-being.
It becomes problematic. You lose time. You lose a sense of clarity in terms of what am I actually reading here and how is it affecting me?
He suggests that people set an alarm clock to limit the amount of time spent doom scrolling. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will we have sun for Election Day? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Through the remainder of this afternoon, clouds break, perhaps a lingering shower at the shore. Highs generally in the upper 50s, and for tonight, turning out mainly clear. It will become breezy, temperatures falling off into the lower 40s. Tomorrow will be a blustery day, despite plenty of sunshine, temperatures rising up to a high near 60 for the afternoon. More clouds and sun for Wednesday, breezy as well. We'll see highs generally in the lower 60s. Watch for a shower or two into Wednesday night, especially across northern areas. And for Thursday, trending colder, blustery once again. Clouds will break for some sun with temperatures falling back into the 50s for highs by Thursday afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Belvedere 58, Old Bridge 57, Burlington 56. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.